Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a reminder for DCP and acre producers about the 2012 DCP acre sign-up. Enrollment for the 2012 direct and countercyclical DCP and average cost revenue election acre programs will begin January 23rd and continue through June 1st, 2012. Also, any current DCP producers who may choose to elect the acre program for the first time in the 2012 crop year may also do so at any time before June 1st. If a farm has an acre election from a prior year, the farm remains in the acre program for the 2012 crop year as well. As a reminder, operators who had farms that were an acre in 2011 need to provide their county FSA office with a copy of their farm's 2011 crop insurance summary sheet as proof of the crop year production for the acre program. Producers are encouraged to contact their local county office with their intentions for enrolling in DCP or acre. The local offices can then have your contracts ready if you schedule an appointment to sign up. If you are a new tenant on a property for the 2012 crop year, remember to provide the county office with either an ownership certification or a copy of your 2012 lease. In addition, changes in ownership, producer changes, or crop share arrangement changes made after the end of sign-up June 1st must be reported to your local FSA office. Changes to the 2012 DCP acre contracts cannot be made after September 30th, 2012. Next, a brief reminder for our land producers. Eligible producers have until January 31st to apply for loan deficiency payments, or LDPs, for unshorn pelts produced during the 2011 crop year. Eligible producers must have beneficial interest in the pelts, own the lamb for at least 30 calendar days before the day of slaughter, and sell the unshorn lamb for immediate slaughter. Producers must also comply with wetland conservation and highly erodible land conservation provisions on all lands they operate or in which they have an interest. To qualify for payments, pelts must have been produced by an eligible producer from live unshorn lambs of domestic origin in the United States. And now a brief reminder about the 2011 crop year marketing assistance loans. With the abnormally high grain market prices, many producers may have forgotten about FSA's 9-month marketing assistance loans. The January 2012 interest rate for commodity loans is 1.125%. Cass County's loan 2011 loan rates are $1.84 per bushel for corn and $4.91 per bushel for soybeans. Loan rates in other counties across the listening area are comparable. Call or stop by your local USDA service center to inquire about the loan rates in your particular county. Eligible producers may request a marketing assistance loan for their 2011 crops through May 31, 2012. In order to be eligible for marketing assistance loans, the applicant must maintain both control of and beneficial interest in the commodity through the term of the loan. Be certain to maintain adequate airflow in your bins to lessen any chance of spoilage on the farm-stored grain held under loan. Remember as well that if the loan has been disposed of through feeding, selling, or any other form of disposal without prior written authorization from county office staff, it's considered unauthorized disposition. The financial penalties for unauthorized dispositions are severe, and a producer's name will be placed on a loan violation list for a 2-year period. Always call before you haul any grain under loan. Next, a brief reminder about average adjusted gross income, or AGI, changes. There have been changes made to the average adjusted gross income provisions for 2012. These changes include a new AGI form, as well as new income limitations and requirements for producers to receive direct payments under the 2012 DCP acre programs. Congress has enacted a new $1 million average AGI limitation in addition to the already existing $500,000 average non-farm AGI and the $750,000 average farm AGI currently in place for persons and legal entities that request direct payments. Currently, if a producer exceeds the $500,000 non-farm AGI limitation, they are ineligible for commodity, price support, and disaster assistance program benefits. If a producer does not exceed the $500,000 non-farm AGI limitation, but does exceed the $750,000 farm AGI, they are not eligible for direct payments under DCP and or acre. The new policy for 2012 also reviews a combination of both limitations as an additional requirement. If a producer does not exceed both the $500,000 non-farm AGI and the $750,000 farm AGI, but the total combination of non-farm and farm AGI exceeds $1 million, they are not eligible for 2012 direct payments under the DCP and or acre programs. In closing, remember that the service center offices will be closed January 16th for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. For more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, Our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. Thanks, and have a great day.